Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Welcome to the
Shai
and Shah podcast.
So my name is Sister Shai.
La ilaha illallah.
Wrong person. I'm Shai. She's Shah.
I'm Shah. I don't know. I literally, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
You're right. It's TT.
Yeah,
and that's what we're here to do. Just kidding. We're not going to be spilling tea on this podcast.
The gag is I don't even drink tea.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Tea, coffee, nothing.
Nah.
What do you drink?
I had
water?
Matcha, actually.
Recently. For the first time, right?
Yeah. I believe, yes. Yes, it was for the first time. It was good.
Really?
But yeah, I'm just not a big caffeinated drink person.
It's kind of ironic.
I know. Muslim girls love.
One thing about a Muslim girl, she's going to have iced coffee in her hand.
You guys are all caffeine addicts. 100%. You're all crackheads. Y'all need to start. They need to start a caffeine anonymous.
It's because we can't drink alcohol.
Oh, sorry. That was disgusting. So yeah, substitute it.
I can't believe we're actually doing this. I feel like we talked about this for so long.
Yeah.
That it feels so weird to actually be sitting here filming and recording this.
Yeah. And I believe it's been years. I've made jokes about starting podcasts with several Same. People. But I don't know why did we take
sorry to those several people.
Oh, you've only ever done it with me? Am I a geo? Okay. I was like, ooh. Yeah, sorry ahead of time. But yeah, Sister Shai and I, which to be honest, I don't know why I'm surprised. Because I think when I think of us, I feel like we're just there, like happy go lucky. Like, eh, la 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 la. So when we both were like, no, let's do it, I was like, wait.
Like for real, for real?
We're serious? And I'm so glad we did, because this is really fun.
It is. Like it's been a learning curve, like already, like just trying to figure out how stuff works, like it's so interesting. But yeah, I think for me it's like we have so many interesting conversations, and me personally, I'm someone who learns from like talking to people and like having different conversations. And like
Inshallah.
Growing up, my mom used to always be like, you argue too much, but arguing is fun, and I like to argue, and I like to learn. That's how you learn, I feel like, when you have like those disagreements with people, or like being able to hear people's POVs.
Were you in debate club and stuff?
No, I was too shy for that. I would never, like, I was very stage fright. I hated speaking in front of people.
Well, baby, you're about to speak in front of more than one person.
Not anymore. I feel like now I'm cool with it, like I've gotten comfortable with it. But yeah, I feel like a lot of the conversations we have are very interesting. We have a lot of unique perspectives.
Yeah,
I feel like that's, for me, that's been a big reason of why I wanted to do like a podcast.
I'm honored that you chose me out of all those other people.
I'm glad that it worked out.
L. Sorry, y'all caught the L.
But I also feel like it's because we both like, we're like, okay, let's actually do it for real, yeah. You know?
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, because I just need someone to push me.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like we do a good job of holding each other accountable. Yeah, we're like, you know what? I don't care if we're tired. We gotta film today.
Low key, sometimes whenever stuff. I'd be like, dang. Am I annoying her? Because I know I'm very...
I need it.
Huh?
I need it.
Yeah, I was telling her, I was like, we can't give ourselves too much slack because we going to take it and run with it.
Exactly.
SubhanAllah. I'm not even trying to like, this isn't self-deprecating. This is, what is it called when you know yourself?
Self-awareness.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, it's self-awareness because,
No, I agree.
But I'm glad to be here.
Me too.
And we, with the technical stuff, it's wild because we're both not really tech savvy.
No, not at all. Like, I like making cute little videos on CapCut, and that's about it.
Yeah, but CapCut for longer form content
is
different.
Like, very much so. And then, like, also learning, like, converting audio and, like, actually having to upload podcasts into, like, different platforms and how that works is very interesting, too.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're thinking, ugh. Another Muslim girl podcast. Like, oh, girls, get it together.
Yeah.
But we wanted to do this because obviously there are a lot of different podcasts and a lot of other things. Why should you listen to us?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're Shai and Shah. That's why you should listen to us. But also, like Sister Shai said earlier, we have a lot of different conversations and things with our friends. And the good thing is we don't always agree on everything.
Yeah.
Or if we do agree, there's always someone that's like, nah, let me stir the pot.
Mm-hmm.
I will never forget, we were at a trip one time and we spent hours arguing about something. And then the two people who were like so
they were just standing on what they were saying so much. At the end, they were like, but yeah, I agree with you guys. I just wanted to do this. And we were all just sitting there like, we spent 4 hours on this. That's diabolical.
Yeah. But it's fun because it's like, I feel like those are the conversations that also teach you how to argue too. Like, I feel like when I have those kind of discussions with my friends where we disagree, like, I learn also about how to argue.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. It's a learning experience. I think it really is.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. And it's really good that we are able to foster an environment where a disagreement, mm-hmm. like, it doesn't mean anything serious. It just means that we don't agree.
Right.
Yeah.
I will, disclaimer, when we say disagreements, it'd be about, like, the little stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think I could be in an environment where I'm disagreeing about foundational things. Mm-mm, you know what I mean? So it's like small disagreements I think are fine. It's just when it gets to like the big foundational stuff that I'm like, oh no.
Yeah. Yeah, very minor things. That's
stuff I'll really argue with, because at that point I'm just like, well, we just don't really need to be associating with one another.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, very, very minor things.
Mm-hmm.
And never anything Islamic. Like, even if you don't agree, that's what Islam says, babe.
Right.
What can you do?
Yeah.
Besides educate yourself some more.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of educating, please, we are not scholars. None of us studied under anything.
We don't know anything. Like, us, whenever we do talk about Islamic stuff on this podcast, like, it's just going to be sharing our own experiences and, like, maybe, like, talking about, like, things that have helped us or, like, you know, like, our own journeys.
Yeah, our own journeys. And if there is a topic that requires more research, we will do the research needed, because I refuse to come on here with no knowledge of anything and just give you my opinions all the way throughout.
Yeah, so take whatever we say with a grain of salt at the end of the day.
Yeah, and always do your own research, which is really, really important.
Mm-hmm. Don't let nobody, like, I won't say don't let nobody tell you about your religion, but don't let just anyone tell you about your religion.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, seriously, don't come on here and be like, but Sister Shah said, she ain't say nothing. She
didn't say nothing. Mm-mm. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't say anything.
Right, who is Sister Shah?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Y'all not finna catch me on Yom Al-Qiyam and be like, it was her.
No. Like, literally, a majority of the things here are just, maybe you have a 45-minute drive, like Sister Shy over here, and you want to listen to someone, and you're like, these girls are Muslim.
Yeah.
Let me see what they got to say.
Yeah. I think it's just, I really do like hearing, like, other, like, young Muslims living in the West, like, their own perspectives of, like, navigating school and work and, like, balancing their deen with, like, just different things. So that's really, I think, our intent here.
Yeah, because everybody offers something different.
100%.
Like, all the podcasts, whether everybody that you listen to is Muslim or not, everybody offers something different.
Mm-hmm.
And advice that one person says could be the reason why you're doing better in something Islamically, or, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So, inshallah, we hope that you guys can maybe get some advice if you need advice sometimes. Mm-hmm. But also, maybe we're a sense of relief or comedic anything for you from time to time.
Yeah, or just relatability, honestly. Mm-hmm. And also, I know something we talked about is, like, having guests and people who have, like, different backgrounds and, like, different professions or, like, different fields, and talking to them. So
yeah,
a little bit of education too, things that we can learn from.
Yeah, because I'm real nosy. I want to learn about other people's lives.
100%, same.
SubhanAllah.
That's why I love TDS.
Man, wallahi, like, other people's lives, because sometimes you'll sit there and be like, I never would have guessed anybody else could relate to this.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, you just, like, think about how the people around you are living such unique lives, and, like, we can learn so much from them.
SubhanAllah. Even the friends you see every day.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll be like, wait, what? How is your life real?
Yeah.
It's not. SubhanAllah.
But yeah, we're excited. I'm really excited, inshallah, to start. It's something, like, I've talked about for so long, I wanted to do for so long. And I'm excited to see where this takes us or what happens.
Yeah, me too, inshallah. Mm-hmm. Like, actually, I can't believe this is happening. Even though there's probably, like, 5 people that are going to listen to us in the beginning, you'd be like, girl, I'm still in my head, like, what?
Yeah.
We really dedicated and gave ourselves, like, it showed me that I'm able to do things with the right motivation, and
I think it's more discipline too than motivation. Yeah. Like, motivation is nice when it's there, because, like, I feel like we get motivated once we come and we start filming, and they're like, okay, yes, I'm having fun doing this. But before, like, when I'm packing all my stuff up to come meet you, I'm just like, ugh, I'm so tired.
Oh, and then that's another thing. We're always tired.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yesterday, I was like, I'm so tired. And she said, what do we do? She literally looked at me and said, why are we always tired? And I looked at her and I said, you never say it. She says, I just think it.
Yeah, she says it.
I don't care. I'll say I'm tired even when I'm not, to be honest.
Man. But it's like I get energized once we come and we start working.
Yeah. Sometimes I get sad at the end of episodes.
Why? Because it's over?
Yeah, I wanted to go on and then you'd be ready to go. And I'd be like, no, please.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm addicted
to people. That's my problem.
Yeah, that's fair. You're more extroverted than I am.
Sure.
She doesn't think she's an extrovert. If you've met her, everyone disagrees. Yesterday, I was talking to her cousin. She got her reserved. And I was like, who, her?
Wait, my cousin called me reserved? Yes. Okay.
That was a shock to me. I was like, I've never heard someone refer to Sister Shahaz reserved.
It's because you're a good friend of mine.
Fair enough.
And I feel comfortable being myself fully. I've been in situations with her where my deep introverted side comes out bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm okay with calling myself an extrovert a little bit.
Yeah, when we travel, she'll just start talking to people. Like, when we're out and about, she'd just be talking to strangers.
It's my nosiness. I told you guys, I'm really nosy. Nosy in the sense that I just like to learn about people. Because it's like, what? You're not real. Because, wait, what was I saying? I just like to learn about people, basically. Not history-wise, but when I see people, I want to know who like, you are. Where do you come from?
Stories.
Yeah. But I hope you guys get to learn our story or stories multiple stories.
You guys, yeah, I feel like it'll naturally come out when we talk about the stuff we talk about. And then also, like, down the line, we could do, like, a get-to-know-us type of thing or whatever.
Yeah, if anybody wants one.
Yeah.
I can tell you my favorite color.
Period. But if you're watching, you probably can already tell.
Right.
So watch it on YouTube. Don't just listen to it.
Yeah, and listen to us on all of your podcasts. We're
podcast outlets, so Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
yeah, and anything else. YouTube. I don't know who uses that. Sorry.
Yeah, with all due respect, we're not doing that. If there's like such a demand for it, we can, but
yeah,
for now, we're sticking to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube if you want to watch.
Yeah, well, thank you guys for listening to our very first episode.
Yes.
It's a very casual one because you don't know us,
yeah,
and we don't know you yet.
But soon enough, inshallah, with time.
Inshallah.
With time, okay. Inshallah. We're going to link all of our social medias below, our TikTok, our Instagram. You guys can follow us there.
Inshallah.
We'll post, like, short clips.
Teasers.
Yep, teasers from our episodes and stuff. And, yeah.
Well.
Any last words? Parting words? Not last words.
You said any more what?
I said any last words.
Yes. Thank you for listening to us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.